Hello and welcome to my training. My name is Chuck Holmes. I'm a network marketing professional. What I'd like to do in today's video is share some of my best email marketing tips for network marketers. I'm actually very excited to make this video, to make this training. This is something I'm extremely passionate about. It's worked very well for me over the past 14 years. And I hope I can share some of my wisdom and some of my mistakes to inspire you and help you get started with email marketing. So you are a network marketer. You love network marketing like I do. Maybe you're struggling. Maybe you're good at certain parts of the business. Maybe you're bad at certain parts of the business. Maybe your follow-up could be a little bit better. Maybe you're just looking for a way to save time and work smart. If any of those describe you, this training is for you. Let me tell you first and foremost, email marketing still works. It's alive and well. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. People still open their emails. You can still send out emails and make money. I've been doing it for almost 14 years. It still works. It's just as effective today as it was many years ago. It's just changed, and we need to change with the times. What I like about email marketing is that it automates your follow-up. Let's face it, most of us are busy. We drop the ball with follow-up. We have a lot of prospects. Maybe we've talked to one or two or three times, but the problem is most prospects need you to follow up with them 7, 10, 20, 30 times before they're ready to buy or join your team. And most reps aren't going to follow up with people that many times. Why? They forget. They're busy. So you want to automate your follow-up so you can basically set it and forget it. When you use email marketing the right way, it helps you build up the like, know, and trust factor. Remember, people join people. They don't join businesses. You need to warm up your prospect to you, because they're going to evaluate you probably 20 times more than they will the business or the products. Whether you're building your business face-to-face, on Facebook, online, offline, through home parties, through postcards, through local events, you still want to mesh in email marketing with that, especially for the follow-up. So let's just start with talking about what you need. What you need is a funnel. You probably heard this before. On Facebook through an ad, maybe you were searching through Google and you saw an ad for some type of funnel. But the truth is every business owner needs a funnel. And a funnel is really nothing more than a process that you are going to send your prospect through. Think of it as their journey that they go through from when they first meet you until they become ready to buy or join or not. A funnel is really nothing more than an email campaign that warms up your prospect to you and your opportunity or your product or your service. It automates that follow-up. They receive your emails that you wrote at the frequency or schedule that you set. Some of your prospects unsubscribe. Some do nothing. Some join or buy right away. Others might take a while. Maybe they get your emails for 3 months, 6 months, 12 months before they're ready to buy. So a funnel is basically a capture page. If you want to see what a capture page looks like, you can just check out my website, newinternetbiz.com. It's basically a simple website designed to get someone to type in their email. That's it. That's what a capture page is. The next thing you need is an autoresponder. I personally use AWeber. I've been a customer of theirs for almost 15 years. But you can use GetResponse. You can use ClickFunnels. You can use PowerLead System. You can use MailChimp. Whatever service that you pick is fine. But you need an autoresponder. An autoresponder, just so you know, it's nothing more than a software program that manages your contacts, and it sends out emails that you write automatically at a frequency that you pick when you input or upload the emails. The next thing you need is 10 to 20 pre-written email messages. Now, for email messages, you want to write like you speak. You don't want to come across as academic or like a corporation. You want to talk like you're sitting across the table from a friend and you're having a legit conversation with them. So you want to have 10 to 20 emails that educate and entertain your prospect about you, your company, your product, or your service. And then after you do that, once a week, you're going to want to send out a broadcast message to everyone on your email list as well. But the first three things are what you need right away and you need to set up. The good news is you can hire someone to do this for you for about $100. You can go on Fiverr or Upwork. Someone can help you do this. There's also a couple books on Amazon you can check out that have example autoresponder messages. Just type in MLM autoresponder messages on Amazon. There's a couple by David Williams. His are real good. And he gives you permission right in the book to reuse his. So you can use that as a template and then just modify it with your information and your company. Once your funnel is set up, what you want to do is, however it is that you're building your business, you want to send people to your funnel. This is the secret sauce. So maybe you're leveraging Facebook, maybe you're doing YouTube, maybe you're doing postcards. The only link that you want to share on all of these platforms is your funnel, the website for your funnel. So mine's newinternetbiz.com. Everything that I do online sends people to that page. People get into my funnel. They start getting my emails. Some of them join right away. Some don't. Some unsubscribe. That's okay. But that does the heavy work for me. That does the sifting and sorting for me so I don't have to. So I want to share three helpful lessons with you about email marketing that I learned way back in 2009. And they're just as true today. And once you understand this and you apply it, you will be successful in any type of business. Now, keep in mind, these email marketing tips, yes, this video is for network marketers, but this concept or these principles apply to any small business, not just network marketing. So if you own a traditional business, you can do this as well. So the first thing you want to do, you want to start building your list. Your business list is your business asset. Your list of your prospects is your asset. Think in terms of Amazon and eBay for a minute. Their real value is their customer list. They have millions of customers. So they can launch a new product or a service and they can send out an email and all of a sudden thousands of people, maybe even hundreds of thousands of people go and buy that product. Have you ever gotten an email from eBay or Amazon? You probably have if you are a member of those sites telling you about a special or a deal. That's email marketing at its finest. That's what we do in network marketing. You want to build your list. Now, you have a warm market list. That's people who you know, like, trust, people you have a relationship with. That's great. But your list in this application is people who visited your website, your capture page that we just talked about. They typed in their email. They're now on your email list. Your goal every day is to get new people to join your list every day. When you're starting out, maybe you get 1 to 5 people a day to join your list. Maybe as you become more advanced, you get 10 to 20 a day. That's really the sweet spot. If you can get 10 to 20 people a day to join your list through your different marketing and advertising strategies, you'll be signing up new people almost every single day. So you're building your list. You never stop doing that. You set up your capture page and autoresponder one time, and then 100% of your focus is on building your list. Now, as you build your list, this is where the magic happens. You have to build a relationship with your list. How do you do that? You do that by communicating frequently with your list. What I do, and you don't have to do exactly what I do, but this will give you some perspective. I send out a daily training email 7 days a week to my list. Some people will say, well, whoa, Chuck, that's way too much to communicate someone. Not if you're providing value, it's not. And if people don't want to hear from me anymore, they just unsubscribe, and that's fine too. Maybe you do 3 times a week. Maybe you do 5 times a week. I will tell you this, though. Every successful marketer that I know, they email their list at least 5 days a week and normally 7 days a week. Keep in mind, the messages that they send are not a sales message. They are a educational message, a training message, a entertaining message. And then what they do is in their PS line, they sell. And that's exactly how I do it as well. So maybe you have your list going. Maybe you sell a weight loss product. What can you do to build a relationship with your list? You can share testimonials. You can share your story. You can interview people. You can compare 2 or 3 different products. And you can do things like that that educate your prospect. And then the right people will want to buy from you. And then the third thing you do, which is our goal, most people just reverse this. Most people want to monetize and make money right away. But this is the last step in the process. As you build the list, as you build a relationship with them, now you can monetize your list. Now you can make recommendations. I make recommendations in every email, but I do it very discreetly so that it does not overpower the message of the email. This is important. I hope you remember this. I hope you write this step down. You want to monetize your list, but you don't want every email to be a sales pitch. In fact, you don't really need any email to be a sales pitch. You can do that in your PS line. I'll give you another way that you can monetize your list. Let's say you have a bunch of subscribers. Let's say your company offers a skincare product. You can do an article or an email, 5 myths about skincare products. So you provide a great value. Then at the end of the email, you can say, hey, look, If you'd like to learn more about my favorite skincare product, you can check out the link that you see below. And then boom, you have your link to your product. Now the right people are going to click on that and buy it. Not everybody will, but some will. And that's how you monetize your list, by making recommendations that offer solutions to the problem that you're talking about to your audience. So this is my strategy. I spend all my time and money building my list. As I build my list, and I try to get 10, 20, 30 new subscribers every day. I do that through YouTube videos like this, mailing postcards, blog articles, social media, drop cards, when I meet people in everyday life, all of those things I do. And you should have several strategies that you can use to build your list, maybe 2 to 3 good strategies. As you're building your list, people start to get your emails. Where a lot of people mess up is they start trying to reach out to these people. They say, well, hey, if I can call them, or hey, if I can get them on Facebook, I'm going to do better. I don't recommend you do that. I recommend you let your emails do that work for you, and you wait. You wait for people to contact you. This is exactly how I do my business. It works, I will tell you. Now, you're not going to have a lot of people contact you if you have 5 or 10 people on your list. Eventually, you're going to need a list of thousands of people to get very successful. But we all start with 0 subscribers. We all start with no list. So whatever strategy you're doing to build your network marketing business, starting today, I hope you'll incorporate email marketing into it, because email marketing is inexpensive. It's effective. It works. It's easy to do. It's almost 100% automated. And oh, by the way, if you do this, you save yourself so much time from trying to run people down, chase people down, to follow up with people. You can then instead focus your efforts on finding more people to go into your sales funnel to start getting your emails and build your business that way. This is the smart way to build your business. By all means, if you're doing another strategy that works, keep doing that. I'm not telling you to stop that, but consider adding email marketing into that strategy so you can leverage yourself even more, so you can get even better results without working so hard. I hope you got some value from today's training. I hope you will consider doing email marketing in your network marketing business. The last thing I want to say before I close this out, when I'm talking about email marketing, I am not talking about just spamming people. I'm not talking about just buying 1,000 leads and blasting them emails. These are people who gave you permission. These are people who opted in on their own to your capture page, to your website, agreeing to get emails from you. There's an unsubscribe button on the bottom of every email. That is the right way to do this. You don't want to just buy leads and blast leads. That's how you get yourself in trouble with the Canned Spam Act, and that's how you annoy a lot of people. So make sure you're doing this the right way. But focus your efforts on building your list. Watch your business skyrocket. It's a smart thing to do. Make sure you check out the links and the resources in the description box below this video. Also, if you could like, comment, share, and subscribe, I know that would help our channel a lot. I would really appreciate it. Please leave a comment. I love to interact with our subscribers, with our viewers. Also, we post a new video every single day, so make sure you check out our new videos. Make sure you check out our library of old videos. We have a ton of training for network marketers. Thanks again. Have a great day. See you at the top.